Listen, Chuck, I'll be there as soon as I can. I just have to run over to the fire station and drop something off. Once I'm done, I'll be there. I'm not even late yet, I said for the 100th time. Gotta go now. Bye. I was a language specialist, as well as a nurse. The only reason Chuck wanted me there half the time was to translate, and although I was happy to do it when I was there, I wasn't happy to do it when I wasn't. Especially when I didn't have to be there for another 45 minutes. I looked at the fire station in front of me, stomach churning at what I had no choice but to do. What I had already done. It had been 30 kinds of illegal, and most likely I would lose my job if anyone found out. But I just couldn't not do it. Not if it meant Colt's life. I looked over at Colt's sleeping face in the picture that was pinned to the sun visor in my car, and I squared my shoulders in determination, preparing myself for what I was about to do. I could do this. For Colt. For my beautiful 8-month-old baby that deserved to live a full life. I got out of the car with a new purpose and determination in my step and rounded the front bumper to where I kept Colt's car seat. Then cursed when I realized that Colt wasn't with me. Colt wouldn't be with me for at least another week while they monitored him for complications after his first chemo treatment.
Can I help you, ma'am?
I looked up to find a young woman around my age staring at me from where she was washing the ambulance. I said,
yes, I'm looking for Taima.
Her brows rose.
He's in the back. Do you want to come with me and I'll take you to him?
She asked. I nodded. That would be great, thank you. The woman smiled, her blonde hair whipping around her face as the breeze from the cool October day blew.
What's your name?
The woman asked as I hurried to catch up to her.
Mia, Amelia Sheridan, I said.
The woman grinned.
My name is Bailey McKenzie. So what do you want with Ty?
She asked, holding open a door. I hesitated. I couldn't really tell her that I wanted Ty's sperm, could I?
I'm here to ask him something.
A favor, I settled on. Bailey nodded.
Ty's right through here, she said, pushing open one more door.
It led to a weight room, of all places, and Ty, whomever he was, wasn't alone.
Ty!
Bailey called. A man across the room on a bench press machine looked up. He had quite a bit of weight on the bar he was bench pressing, and I bit my lip as he pushed it back up and racked it once again.
Yeah?
He asked, his eyes flicking to me.
You got a visitor,
Bailey said, before leaving me behind with a room full of men staring at me in surprise.
What you need, sweetheart?
One man asked from a treadmill.
I can give you anything you need. Ty there is a commitment phobe. He'd do nothing for you.
Ty snorted as he stood, and I got my first good look at his body. He was tall, much taller than my 5'3". I would guess he was closer to 6'2", at least. He had wild, messy hair. It probably was styled when he'd begun working out, but now it was a spiky, sweaty mess. It was black, with a smattering of gray at the edges near his ears, and a lone streak down the middle of his head that was pure white. His eyes were a translucent green that was nearly hypnotic. His muscles were not overly large, but defined and honed to precision. And I had an irrational urge to run my hands over his chest to see if it was as hard as it looked.